when you have tomorrow night, when you have a Kfir Seder, so you're not supposed to bust up that Seder. So
It doesn't.
yeah. So anyway,
It
so that's
doesn't. Doesn't sound like a woman saying Kaddish and Shul is not a minhag. It sounds like it's Sasser, no? According to Kitzur.
He says Ain Lot Loimer, it doesn't say Asr. He's saying she shouldn't do it.
She shouldn't do it. Means it shouldn't be
No, it
done.
doesn't
Like
say
it's Sasser.
Asr. He doesn't say
No.
Asr. He's saying he should. I don't think that's a Lashon
I'm
of
saying
Asr.
shouldn't do it. He doesn't say like the minhag is not to. He
He says
he's saying
she
he
shouldn't.
shouldn't say it.
Right. She
So it sounds
shouldn't.
like
She
it's
Taka
Sasser. It
shouldn't.
sounds like it's nothing to do with minhag, no?
I don't know. I didn't understand it that way. I know there are Paiskim
Not.
that say that she can. There are Paiskim that say that she can. So,
In full. Okay.
So, anyways, this is a major one. This everybody should anybody who I mean we should never know from losing a parent, but this should be posted in every Oval House. Even though Kaddish and davening helps for the parents, that is not the main point. The ikar is that the children should go in the proper straight direction. That's how they're mezaka their fathers. And this is what's in the Zohar. Bein yichaved ov, a son is mechaved his father. K'moda at omer kavedes avicha v'esimecha. Bagma mechilta u'mishtaya. Right? Hold on, I just lost the place. And I'm sorry, not I'm sorry. But oikmei b'mechla not mechilta. With eating and drinking. Right? U'bakula and all these things, b'chayav, this chayav, these things you could only be mechaved him when he's alive, meaning with eating, drinking, meaning giving him to eat, giving him to drink. Obviously, you can only do that when he's alive. Basar demis, but after the parent dies, itema ha-pater who, so you're going to say now he's pater, he's right, he's pater from kibbutz avayim because his parents are not alive. Lav hachi, that is not the case. Tava gav demis, even though he died, is chayev biyokri yater. He's actually chayev to show more chashivas and more honor to the parents. The Siv Kabeda Savicha says you have to be mechaber the father. Di hahu bra azul ba'erach tikla, for if a son goes in a bad way, vade mevazel avayhu, he is definitely shaming his father. Vade oved leklana, and it's definitely causing him embarrassment in the next world. Di hahu bra azul ba'erach mishar, but if that son goes in the straight and path, v'takan avidai, and he fixes what he's supposed to, then for sure that gives honor to the parent. It's a chashivas to the father by the people that are alive, because the people say, look at this child that he left. And in the next world, Hashem says, look what this man has accomplished, what he left on this world. And then Hashem has pity on him, and he's going to put him in a chosheva seat, in a good seat up there. Ad kan l'shoyne, that is the lashon of the Zohar. Ad kan, yeah, v'yesh oh, so this is an interesting thing. Mitzvah. A person should command his children to do a specific mitzvah. Meaning, even though avadi, you have to do every mitzvah. But he should give his kids a special in his will, I guess, or verbally before he dies. He should tell his kids that there's something a mitzvah to do, like lifnei meshuras hadin, let's say Chanukah or Shabbos candles or Yahrzeit candles or whatever it is. If they're mekayim kaddish, and if they're mekayim it, then it's more chashuv than kaddish. Hu takana toiva, and it's a very good takana. Gam lemisha ein loibanim elavanas. And that is a takana for somebody who only has sons and not daughters, right? Because we said before that the daughters don't say Kaddish. So if you want to do something that the daughters will give, do something for the Aliyah of the Neshama, give the daughters a mitzvah to do in your honor. And then that would be a way for the women to be able to honor their parents, because they most of the time cannot say Kaddish in Shul. Fine. Simon Chav Zayin, Hilchos Talmud Torah, by Hei Seifim. So Aleph. Now the reason why this is brought after davening is because you're supposed to go from davening into straight to learn. That's the first thing you're supposed to do. So Achar Tefillah Yikvas Eis Luma Torah. After you daven, you should have a time to learn Torah. Tzarech Shoyse Eis Yikavua. This is what we were discussing before we started. That you should that has to be a kavua. Shalei Yavirenu. You shouldn't pass over this learning seder. Afim Sover Larvia Harba. Even if you think you make a lot of money. Still don't stop that seder. Let's say he has to do something very important. Yilmoid mikoidem l'chol ha'pachas pasuk echra halacha achas. At least learn a pasuk or a halacha. V'yasa masha nochutz lo, then do what's important. V'achar kach yashlem chukah, and then go back and finish what you're supposed to do. B'ktsas ke'ilas kedoshes, nisyasu chevas kedoshes, and some choshuva holy congregations. They have a Cheres Kedoshes, Luma Torah B'Ravim, Miyad L'Achar HaTfila, like a lot of shuls have somebody say a, halacha or a speech while everybody's wrapping up the tefillin. V'yesh L'chol Yerushalayim L'schaber Aleihem, and any Yerushalayim should go to that type of gehillah where they do this mitzvah. But you see the chashivas of making sure that your set time to learn is never ignored. Let's see.
So somebody's basically family or friend is doing a bris, you stick to your seder.
Yeah, it's a very tough question. It says each question has to be answered on an individual case to case
No, but
basis.
you think even for a large prophet, so it sounds like it's like probably the most harsh of thing is to stick to your seder.
Yes, but there's also chesed, there's also hakaras hatayiv, there's also making machloikis. There's lots of variables, lots of variables. Also, nowadays, you have to drive to the bris. You can put on a shir, right? There's a lot of ways that you can
But it's
learn.
still not your regular, it's not standard, your
It's
Hebrew
that's true. That's
stuff.
true. But sometimes things
Right. So you're saying you can
nochutz moed.
compensate for it.
Okay, Bays, call issue. It's funny. Like the guys that say, "No, I can't go to the bris," but then they go to the bris and they sit by the Suda till the end. They eat four bagels and donuts and cake. And I was like, "Well, what happened to your Seder now, buddy? Nobody needs you to eat that much." Bays, yeah. Call issue. Yisrael chayav luma Torah. Everybody is chayav to learn Torah. Bein ani, bein asher, whether he's poor, whether he's rich. Bein shalom begufoy, bein bal yisurim, whether he's complete body, whether he has punishments, bein bochur, bein zaken gadol, whether he's young, whether he's old, afilu ani amachzor al psachim, even if he's an ani that makes his money from knocking on doors, chayv lekvayel lo zman l'talmud Torah v'yomim v'layla. He has to have a zman to learn during the night and during the day, or during the day and during the night. Shenemar v'gisa v'yomim v'layla. You have to learn yomim v'layla. Now, he's being makel the kitzah. Because the way most understand, it's a machlokes in the Shulchan Aruch. The way the most understand is v'gisa b'yom v'layla means you have to learn 24/7 unless you are busy with going to the bathroom, earning a living, or et cetera, eating. Meaning the default is 24/7, and unless otherwise noted. The other shita is no, you have to learn during the day and you have to learn at night, but you don't have to learn 24/7. Right, he seems to be paskening like this shita, which is much more lenient for us, right? Umishere Yadel Club of the Shulchan Aruch says
The
we go
what
the
do
other
we
way.
call? We call 24/7, no?
We hold 24/7. Yeah, but it's interesting that he's saying it this way, right? Umishere Yadel Club. Let's say somebody doesn't know how to learn, which is the previous generations in Europe. Right, nowadays we don't have that so much. Hatirder, so he can't because he's very busy. And then he should get others to learn for him. And it's as if he's learning himself. Right?
This is the
And then
whole
he.
thing with supporting learning on Torah and
Yes, this is Yisachar Zvulun. He's going to
yeah,
say in a minute. He's
it's
going to say it in a
mentioned
minute. Yes, let's see. Kumasha Darshu Rabbi Sena Zachran the Bracha, but Pasuk Smach Zvulun B'tzeisecha V'Yisachar B'Yalecha. Zvulun V'Yisachar. Also, Shutvas. Zvulun Yisachar made a Shutvas. Zvulun also Pascheira. Zvulun did the business. Vehispik Yisachar Parnasai, and he gave Yisachar his Parnasai. She like Pnai Lasik the Torah, but Torah that she'd have been able to learn Torah. There's a huge tshuva from Ramosha on this.
about the split.
about how to do it. Ramesha basically says they have to split the money 50-50. I mean, you have a multimillionaire. He's making, I don't know, $10 million a year. He's got to give 5 million to the learning guy if he wants to get half, right? It's only fair. He's taking half the Torah, so why shouldn't he have to give half the money? As far as I remember, that's where Ramesha Be'etzem comes out. Other parties can say it doesn't have to be like that. You can make whatever deal you want. Anyways, Lafika Hikdim Hapasik Zvulun Yisachar. That's where the Pasik puts Zvulun before Yisachar. The Torah for Yisachar only happened because of Zvulun. Mishnah Shimon Achi Azariah Omer. Right, it says the first parak in Zvachim. It says Shimon Ach, the brother of Azariah. Right, V'nikra Shimon Al Shem Achiv Azariah. He was called Shimon from the Achiv Azariah. Azariah was a businessman. And they made a tonight that they should have a chelik together. But even so, every person has to try hard to learn. Even a little. Every day and every night. Meaning, so even though you have a Yisachar Zvulun, you still have to learn. Now, the question is the Yisachar losing half his Torah? So many learn that way, that he's giving up half of his Torah. Right? He's getting half his money, he's giving up his Torah. But Rav Chaim Volozhiner and others say, no, he's not. It's like a candle. Torah is like a candle. When you light one candle from another candle, you don't lose anything, right? The fire keeps spreading, and you don't lose. It's also a menorah, right? For Hanukkah, it keeps spreading. It doesn't get diluted. So that's what many say. Okay, Gimel. Keva. Let's say somebody cannot make his Torah keva. But he learns. What are you supposed to learn? So you got to learn like what we're doing right now. The main thing is to learn the halachas that come up that you should know it. Hanitzrachos l'das l'chol ish Yisrael. What happened to this? I don't know because nobody does this. Not nobody, but most don't do this. V'gam ba'agadas and medrashim v'sifrei musar. You got to learn agada and medrash and sifrei musar. Asher yisudasam b'harari kodesh that are based on holy mountains. Mi'midrash Rabbi Sena zuchan l'racha. Because those help to weaken the koyach liyetzahara. It's praised as somebody who has a chayk kavua to learn, and he shouldn't ever skip it over. Lilmud b'sefer chayk liyisrael, what they call chayk. Right, chayk was done by the Arizal. That's why the Chabad is very much into it. It has in there Tanakh and some Gemara, Zohar, Halacha, and Musar. Tvar Yom v'Yomi every day, V'chala Maisif, Maisifin Loi Toivim in Hashemayim, and whoever adds on more is Maisif Toivim in Hashemayim. So we have in this Zoom, we have a morning Chabura that learns a little bit more Be'ian. We have the Kitzer Shir for Halacha. Officially, we have Musar before the Daf, and then we have Daf. So we're trying. We're trying. But here's the thing. So tonight, after we're saying that you can't pass it over, so now we're having a double learning tonight because I'm not going to be available tomorrow night. So why is that right? So that's why I'm asking that the Olam should please tomorrow night at least learn some kitzur to keep that kviyah is going. Myself too. Dalet. If you're learning, you have to go outside. Do not leave the sefer open. There's a mishkach talmudai. Mishakeach Talmud, you're going to forget you're learning.
It's only if nobody's in the room.
No. For
It's
yourself.
stump yourself, even if other people are sitting in the room.
Yes. But then what it means is that you have to go outside. Like they say, going to the bathroom to make a coffee. These things are not considered stopping to learn. I don't remember who says that, but fine.
And therefore, you can leave the safer
Therefore, you
open.
could leave it open, yeah.
Putting like a paper or a tissue, is
Well,
that
that's really a bezayin.
good
Even to put another
enough?
sefer on top of the sefer, the Pesukim can say is a bezayin. Now, you're not supposed to use a sefer for these type of reasons.
No, but tissue is used as a bookmark.
Yeah, okay, if it's a bookmark, then
Oh,
fine.
they
But if it's not a
misfolded
bookmark, you
it.
just take it out of the box, so then it could be it's a
Some
bezayin. It could be just better
oh,
to put
just time to put it on top
it.
without
Yeah,
posing.
correct. All of a sudden, we become such. we become such big masmidim that we can't close the Gemara, and then because we might chas v'shalom have to find the place, right? Like it's funny. Like who did I hear once say? Like we're so busy, all of a sudden we get in the car and we go on Zoom, not Zoom. We go on Waze to get as fast as we can to where we're going. But then when we get to where we're going, we sit on the internet and we sit on the chats for 15 minutes. Like, well, what did you need to save all that time in the traffic for? Right? For what? Yeah, so meaning like, yeah, so we don't want to close our Gemara, but then on the way out, we hop a schmooze with somebody and then whatever. Anyways.
A little Musar.
Yeah.
<Moisture.
Yeah.
laughs>
Hey, Tzorak Lizar b'chol ma'ashehu loymid. You have to be careful with everything that you learn. Lahaiti b'svasav. We're not going to like this one. This one is bad. This is bad for me for sure. When you have to be careful with everything that you learn, that you should enunciate it with your mouth. Ulashmiya la'aznam, and that it should be loud enough that you could hear it. Shenemala yomosh sefer Torah zame picha v'gisavai. Umishamaiti b'svasav. If you verbalize it, afal pi she'ena maven, even if you don't understand the kayim mitzvahs ulamantem, then you're mekayim the mitzvahs of you should teach. That's why even people that don't know how to learn, they
Maybe
say
that's
birchas.
why Rav David, when he went to his shir, said, "Uvay Yud Gimel
Why?
Sifrim," to pronunciate everything.
Oh, I mean, even that's considered Torah. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe.
It
Yeah.
also not a real limud if it's not out loud?
That's what he's saying. It has to be out loud.
No, he's saying it's for teaching. You're not here to teaching, no?
Well, I don't know who you're teaching, but that's
You're
the way he
teaching
says it.
yourself. It sounds like you're teaching
Maybe.
yourself by saying it out loud.
I would think, right?
So, but what about learning? Learning has to be make already
Well,
know there's
no,
the
he's talking
machlokes.
about it. He's saying that learning has to be verbalized. Yeah, so v'lechein, we'll get to it. Let's just finish and then we'll discuss. V'lechein, kol am ha'aretz mevarach b'chas Torah b'shachar lefnei ha'psukim. That's why he's before, meaning he says b'chas Torah before the p'sukim, even though he doesn't understand what he's saying. V'chein k'sha'olah sefer Torah, same thing when he goes up to sefer Torah, right? Right, because by verbalizing it, you're still being kind of some sort of mitzvah. V'cholayzik v'Torah ve'ena yochen lahavin machmas kaitzer daitoy. This is very pro for those that learn Daf Yomi, especially in Zvachim. Anybody who's Isa B'Torah and he's not able to understand because of his short brains, meaning he's not understanding because he doesn't have the brains. Yiskel Havina ba'olam haba. He will be zeicher to understand it in olam haba. Meaning, don't look at this world temporarily. Right? You faket. You're accomplishing for the next world. As long as you try. As long as you try. So now.
Don't Hazal guarantee that somebody who learns he will eventually become a Chacham?
Yeah, they say that. I don't know, but the question is, are you working hard enough to do it? That's meaning it's easy to say, but
No,
that's
but I'm
only if
saying
you work hard.
he sounds it's only in Olam Habo. He sounds like it's impossible. Oh, he's saying maybe there is going to be a case where the guy is not going to be hard enough, and eventually he will at least get it in Olam HaBo.
That's what it seems like. Now, they say that the reason why you had to verbalize, well, I'm sorry, I'm mixing it up with something else. I'm mixing it up with something else. But Lamaisa, Shulchan Aruch HaRav is very stark that you have to verbalize, and otherwise you're not getting your schar for learning. Lamaisa, the Paiskim all agree that if you need to think, right? If you need to think, so then you don't have to verbalize. And it seems like nowadays that people don't verbalize things, so then it doesn't have as much importance to verbalize. Back then, they verbalized everything. Nowadays, most people don't verbalize when they read. Yeah. So that's what we say. All right. We'll stop over there. Everybody should have a fine night. And we'll see you again Thursday night for another double Bezos Hashem. All right. Okay,
Safe
thank you.
trip.
Thank you. Zagazun,
Don't get
everybody.
too high in Arizona.
I don't think that's a problem.
Safe trip.
Maybe.